from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harris. I'm very happy to be here with you on this wonderful Thursday. All right, let me get you guys a list that has been circulating the interwebs. So ESPN, they have been doing top 25 list of certain players in certain sports, right? So they did an NBA one. They did an athletes overall. They did NFL. Basically, every sport that we follow, they have done, this is the top 25 players at that respective sport. They did one for college football. Now, we have not got a chance to go through this, but there's no time quite like the present. Number 10 on this list was Larry Fitzgerald. These are best players of the 21st century, so since 2000. So I know what's going to happen. Some of you are going to say, well, what about so-and-so? Well, did they play after 2000? If the answer is no, then they're not on this list. Larry Fitzgerald is number 10. Joe Burrow is number 9. Bryant McKinney, number 8. Number 7, Reggie Bush. 6, Tim Tebow. Number 5, Ed Reed. Number 4, Vince Young. 3, Cam Newton. Number 2, Baker Mayfield. And number 1, they have as the best college football player of the 21st century. They have Ndamukong Suh on this list, who was an incredible defensive tackle at the University of Nebraska. I think I disagree with almost every single part of this list. Now, should Ndamukong Suh be in the top 10? Absolutely. You could argue that Ndamukong Suh should be a defensive player that has the Heisman Trophy. I believe that season he was the best player in college football back in 2009. He was the best player, though, that we've seen since 2000. The answer for this is Cam Newton. The answer is Cam Newton. Now, Joe Burrow had a better individual season than Cam Newton, but when you go back and you look at the players that Cam Newton played with, and then you look at the players that Joe Burrow played with, the fact that Cam Newton was able to win the national championship at Auburn is the most impressive thing that we have seen in college football since 2000. So Cam being at number 3 doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. I also think that Reggie Bush should be higher on this list too than number 7.
Okay, so Bush is way too low. Like,
I also think Tebow's too low on this list, too.
I was about to get that. Tebow's too low. You could argue Tim Tebow's the most accomplished college quarterback ever. Like, he won multiple national titles. He won the Heisman Trophy. They won, what? They lost under 10 games in his 4 years there. Like, you could argue what he did at Florida is the most impressive college quarterback we have ever seen. And he's at 7. I love Vince Young. Vince Young was fantastic to watch. Tebow beneath Young is nonsensical to me.
Tebow should be ahead of Vince Young.
I agree. And then maybe I just missed it. Was Joe Burrow not on this list?
No, Joe Burrow was on the list. Joe Burrow was number 9
okay.
on the list.
He's too low as well. We can argue about the Cam Newton thing. Cam Newton is great. Cam Newton's awesome. He willed that Auburn team to win. We agree on Sue. You don't get to throw 60 touchdowns in a year and you're below Bryant McKinney, okay? Bryant McKinney was an awesome offensive tackle. He is not, did not have a better college career than Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow should be in the top five, if not top five, six or seven, not nine. Not beneath an offensive tackle, no.
The only argument for Burrow being that low just has to be that he didn't have a great college career. He just had a great year. But that would also be the same argument that I imagine you would have to happen for Cam Newton too, that Cam Newton didn't start at Florida, had his troubles, had to go down to the JUCO ranks, came back, dominated for a year, and then became the number one overall pick. Maybe you're penalizing Burrow a little bit by the players that he played with. I mean, if you were telling me, like, I'm looking at his top three receivers, Ja'Marr Chase was his leading receiver, Justin Jefferson was his number two receiver, and Terrence Marshall, a guy who's going to play, what, 8 to 10 years in the league? I believe he's on the Carolina Panthers. I mean, Burrow just had nothing but weapons alongside him. I still don't know if that's a reason to knock him and have him further down on the list. I also think, maybe this is just like revisionist history, I kind of think Larry Fitzgerald should be a little higher on this list too. Larry Fitzgerald probably should have won the Heisman back in 2003, but you remember, I think it was a game, maybe my memory's a little bit off, they played Miami at the very end of the season. It was one of those games where, hey, if you're going to win the Heisman, you need to put together a pretty big effort. I don't think Larry Fitzgerald really showed out in that game, and that was the difference in him winning the Heisman Trophy or not. But I feel like there are prospects that come around, you know, every couple of years that all of us are pretty certain, oh, that guy's going to work. I would say that Marvin Harrison Jr. feels a lot like that right now. When he was coming out of Ohio State, I think we all look at him as a wide receiver and think, oh, yeah, that's going to work. I think we all felt that same way about Larry Fitzgerald, too, and the kind of player that he was at Pittsburgh. And when he went to the NFL, you just knew that that guy was going to have success. So if you guys missed it, we're going through the list of the top 25 college football players post-2000. Larry Fitzgerald was number 10. Burrow was number 9. Bryant McKinney, probably the best offensive lineman we've seen, at least from a college perspective, in the last 25 years or so. He was number 8. Reggie Bush was number 7. Tebow, number 6. Ed Reed was number 5. Vince Young, number 4. Cam Newton, number 3. Baker Mayfield, number 2. And number 1 was Ndamukong Suh. I know you won the Heisman Trophy, so that obviously should put you very high on the list. I don't think Baker's in the top 10 of the last 25 years. And he was a phenomenal quarterback at Oklahoma. I think we're starting to learn about Lincoln Riley's system, and we just didn't really know it back then. But hey, you go to Oklahoma, you play in that system, you play in that scheme, you're just going to put up a lot of big time numbers. He won the Heisman Trophy, did everything that you can do in college football, certainly had an all time iconic great career. I think Baker at 2 on this list is way too high. I'm sorry, Reggie Bush was better in college than Baker Mayfield was. I'm not sure if Baker Mayfield was better in college than Matt Leinart was. Now that we're going back and really going through this thing, Baker was better than Matt Leinart? I don't think so.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
So, this might be a hot take. I think they got the wrong Miami safety on that list. I think Sean Taylor is better in college than Ed Reed. And that's no disrespect to Ed Reed, but Sean Taylor was different. Now, maybe I'm just too young to truly appreciate Ed Reed because he was, what, on that 01 Hurricanes team that just dismantled Nebraska in the national title. But I remember as a kid, people talked about Sean Taylor like he was different, and he was. Like, Sean Taylor should be on that list ahead of Ed Reed. Again, maybe my age is showing there, but Sean Taylor was awesome in college.
A lot of people are arguing the Cam Newton thing, and Rob, this is something that you and I go back and forth about. I just don't think people maybe realize the talent level that he had on his team and how Cam was really the only one of them that made it. I mean, that year, the number one receiver for the 2010 Auburn team is Darvin Adams. The number two receiver on that team is Terrell Zachary, Emery Blake. Their fullback was their number four wide receiver on that team. It was Cam and a bunch of dudes. Now, I'm not saying that take away from Joe Burrow. They are the most talented team that we have seen since the 2001 Miami Hurricanes team. The guys that Cam was playing with and the guys that Joe Burrow are playing with are not comparable at all. He had Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson as his 1-2 on the outside. That ain't what Cam had to play with. We got to go to the defense. We can go through that defense for LSU, how many dogs they had on the defensive end. So, yes, the numbers for Burrow are more impressive than the numbers for Cam. Cam had to do way more to get that team to win the national championship than Joe Burrow had to.
I'd also say, to defend Burrow, he probably had the far more difficult schedule. Remember that in non-con week two, they played at Texas, and he dominated that game. Like, they were at Bama, dominated that game. Big SEC title game against Georgia. It was Georgia on the come up. The Georgia we know dominated Georgia. Oh, they put what, 60 on Oklahoma in a playoff game? They put 60 on Oklahoma. Like, I feel like sometimes when I defend Burrow over Cam in college, it comes up like I'm anti-Cam. Cam was awesome in college too, but Burrow was an air. We knew the Heisman was over in week 7. Like, that's insanity how good Joe Burrow was. It felt like the college football was good that year, and Burrow was head and shoulders above everyone else. Where Cam, college football was good the year Cam was great, but like Bama was in a down year relative to Bama. LSU was in a down year relative to LSU. LSU with Burrow was playing creme de la creme teams and putting it on people.
The last thing about Cam here is, I think now when we go back in 2010, I mean, didn't Cam kind of show us what the future of the position was going to look like? Like, now in hindsight, isn't that what Josh Allen looks like? When you think of the kind of offense that he runs, the style of quarterback that Josh Allen is, wasn't Cam Newton just a look into the future? Hey, this is where football is going. This is where football is trending. You and I come from, you remember being told, hey, these schemes, these routes, this offense is never going to work at this level. Defenses are way too fast, way too skilled. You cannot have a quarterback that does these things. Cam was kind of the first one, at least of this more modern generation, to be, no, like, we can run these things. We can do more RPOs. We can have the quarterback be a focal part of the run game. There was not many quarterbacks that you can say that for when you and I were growing up where the quarterback was a part of their run game. That's why I'm so critical of people when we kind of disrespect Lamar and everything he can do. No, like, why the Ravens are good is because of Lamar's mobility and how that opens things up for you. We can't discredit his mobility, his run game. That's part of what makes the Ravens one of the 5 best teams in the National Football League.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.